June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cowboys practice mandatory minicamp. Yesterday, Ford Center at the Star in Frisco with Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs in attendance. So was our insider Bobby Belt. We're commercial free with the Expressway. We'll chop it up at 7:40, and at some point in time, Peyton will hit the magic button to hook you up with Luke Bryan tickets. If you don't win them now, we'll do it again at 9 on DFW Sports Station. We got the Wednesday wheel spin at 8:20 and Rangers hitting coach Brett Boone at 9:20 after they scored 16 runs last night. Let's go inside the Star.
Yeah, so Brian Schottenheimer spoke with the media yesterday, and these are, I don't know, there might be a chance that we've already played more Brian Schottenheimer audio this year than we played with McCarthy last year. I really do think we might have. Brian Schottenheimer was out there at the Ford Center, and of course, right off the bat, he was asked, hey, Diggs, hey. Parsons, what's the deal with these guys?
Why did I think that would be the first question?
I don't know.
Yes, they are. It's great to see them both.
Will Mr. Parsons be working out today?
He'll be out on the field doing some stuff, yep. It's actually great. Trayvon got here early. It's great to see him. He's one of the first guys I saw, and he got his rehab stuff in with Britt, so both guys were excited to be here.
What are the medical people telling you about Diggs and where he is physically?
Doing good. Same thing. Came in for a recheck and doing good, and we'll figure out when we get to training camp. There's still a big window of time between now and when we get out there, but he's hitting the markers he needs to hit.
I am inviting you to media watchdog me here. but I was wondering if Micah Parsons took a little shot at DeMarcus Lawrence yesterday. Weird quote, especially coming from Micah Parsons, saying that he wants an egoless defensive end room.
Who's burned out, man?
That takes constructive criticism. Quote, at the end of the day, everyone's ass stinks. You can't hide it. We are all not perfect. I want an egoless defensive end room that takes constructive criticism.
So I think
sounds like a good idea.
It's very possible that it was a sideswipe at D-Law. The thing that when he was speaking, it definitely felt more in line with just, hey, I don't want to have an ego. I don't want guys in here. It felt when he was talking about it like it didn't. Lawrence didn't pop to mind to me. I thought he was just talking about culture and selflessness, and nobody tripped up on thinking what they need to do versus what they're being told to do. We're all moving forward to the same thing. That's kind of how I felt about it. I didn't get a sense that it was a D-Law thing.
On a scale 1 to 10, where would you put Micah's ego? And then a separate scale for taking criticism.
His ego, he's very confident. Clearly he'll tell you that. So I mean, it's a 9. He's got a big one. Taking criticism, how's it delivered is a lot of the big thing.
He will say a lot of things about like self-correction. I need to do this. I need to do that.
Mike Zimmer really resonated with him in a lot of ways with some criticism of his play style that I think if somebody else told it to him in a certain way, maybe he doesn't. But I think he can take some. So yeah, it's 7 on taking criticism.
It should never, an ego of somebody who's like an all-time great, not all-time great, but a great, it probably should never be below a 6. Below.
Sure. Look, I mean,
you need to have an ego to be that great.
Micah probably thinks he could start at quarterback for the team. Like, that's Micah's mentality. Micah probably thinks, like, if I was the receiver, I'd be in the Pro Bowl. I'd have 1,300 yards. Like, that's Micah's thought
process. He thinks he could play in the NBA.
I think there's a different there's a difference in egos, like the ego of your own confidence, and then an ego of
which is out the other one, the outward one.
Someone's a distraction and a problem.
Yeah, that now that sure, like in terms of just I know better kind of ego, like I know better, so it doesn't matter what you say, or I'm not going to listen to what this person has to say. Sure, that's existed at some points for him. That's probably a six. That has happened for sure. Next cut here. This was Micah Parsons was in attendance, was not actually. I wondered. I needed to listen back. I needed to hear Shoddy's nuance. He did say he will be on the field doing some stuff. He didn't say he'd be practicing. So that was his little slight verbiage there that changed it. But why was it important for Micah to be here at minicamp?
Well, number one, I mean, to have everybody here, perfect attendance is a good thing. I think it just shows you that he's serious about what we've talked about, which is developing that leadership mentality, the mindset to be a guy that we can count on, and not just the fourth quarter when he's got to, you know, make a big sack or get pressure on the quarterback, but just in general throughout the course of a week. And it's a long season. We all know that. And my conversations with Micah have been great, and really all the guys. But he's doing the things he's supposed to do in terms of he's training, he's prepping, he's been in, he's been out. And nobody's more excited than Micah about what we're building here, and he's excited to be back in the building doing it.
Now, Shoddy referenced his conversations with Micah Parsons. We played, of course, the viral conversation of Micah telling his teammates goodnight, and he said, hey coach, I want to tell you goodnight. And Shoddy took it very seriously and gave him all this feedback that maybe felt a little too sensitive. So he was asked about this, said, hey, what did you think about that phone call from Micah telling you goodnight?
Well, I was really kind of pissed off at my kids, to be honest with you. I called my son, Sutton. I said, buddy, you got to look out for dad. I don't look at these. I don't know these things, but I just thought he missed me. And I literally was like, that's cool, man. Guy reached out to check in, see what's going on. Then I saw, I was like, damn. Fell for it. So I got on my kids, my daughter, and I was like, hi, you guys, you know, I don't do much of that social media stuff. So, but he got me pretty good.
Got what coaches are actually on social media? Which coaches like are truly
90% truly on it?
Publicly.
A couple. I mean, Brian has one. He's used it. He's used his Twitter before. It's not. He uses his Instagram sometimes, but it's not frequent that he uses it. There's a handful of them.
Well, I know one thing. He has no idea who we are, and he has no idea about Sports Talk Radio.
No.
When we met with him for 90 minutes in his office a few weeks ago, he's like, all right, so forgive me, but like, what's the name of the show? And when are you guys on? And we're trying to explain it. He ended up leaving the meeting thinking that we did all four shows on the radio station.
Yeah, and he's like, so
wait, I'm like, you were in New York, WFAN? Like, those guys, you didn't listen? He's like, hell no. Why would I listen
football
to that?
Football addict. He is a football addict. That's what you want. You know, you don't want somebody who knows all about what the media is saying. But he got the impression. He was like, so 5 days a week. He's like, even when there's nothing going on? It's like, yeah, even when there's nothing going on. It's not a podcast schedule. We are on top of it. Now, I thought this was a really good cut from Shoddy yesterday for two reasons. One, this addressed a question that I think is important, especially with a lot of the buzz starting to build about Joe Milton. But also, two, he did show some level of awareness of the media in his answer here. He was asked about Joe Milton and do you need a backup quarterback to mirror the traits of your starter so that if the starter goes down, your backup can seamlessly go in?
I would have said 15 years ago, if you would ask me that question, I would say absolutely. There's things like the cadence that you need the guys behind your starter to replicate because you want the cadence to sound the same. But to me, no. You know, Joe is a tremendous athlete. He's a tremendous young player. He's developing along with Dak. You guys, some of you guys caught that. Some of you guys are a little slow on that today. I'll be honest with you guys. Yeah, I did.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 GO Men's Tea or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's worse things to go viral for, I guess, like not saying goodnight, bro. But honestly, I would say this, like, you know, it's one of those situations where we want Joe to be the best version of himself. And it's our job to have a system that's flexible enough. Does it help? Of course it helps, you know, because you really don't want to go into a game with, okay, well, this is the package for this player, this is the package for that player. And at this point, I have zero concerns about doing that with Joe and Dak and Will Greer or any of the guys. So, but I probably would have answered that question 10 or 15 years ago, probably different, and been like, yeah, probably. But with the game of football ever evolving, I don't think that's the case.
Did you catch it?
No, I don't think I did.
I can tell you have an empty look on your face. I'm like, I don't think RJ caught it whatsoever. What he's referring to is the first viral moment that turned into a big headline.
Oh, where he said Dak is still developing.
There you go. Yeah. So he was aware of that. Someone told him.
He hadn't aware of it because when he said it, he goes, Joe's developing quarterback. And he goes, as is Dak. And he raised his eyebrows and he looked around and one person laughed. And he goes, oh, some of you caught it. He's like, others, you're slow today.
Look, I mean, I think he's right that. And I still think it plays in certain positions, certain situations with the backup being the same style as the starter. When Romo used to get hurt every year, and they would bring in some statue to be the quarterback, you know, it never worked. Now, maybe it was the quarterback. But, you know, Kitna could move a little bit. And when Kitna would come in, be all right. You know, it'd be all right. When Dak finally came in, it was fine. Because Romo was not your typical drop back passer. He was the gunslinger. He moved. He was a little bit mobile. He was mobile enough. He was much more mobile than Matt Cassel. So I think it's important. Like, I don't think you can have, if you have a quarterback that can move, I don't think his backup could be a pure drop back timing guy. When you have a drop back passer, I think you can have any kind of quarterback as the backup.
I think it shows when we ask about to what extent Brian Schottenheimer can evolve, I think like that shows that he can. He said 10 to 15 years ago, his answer would have been different. He said the game has changed, so he had to change, and he changes his perspective on it. There are some things, though, that are going to be tried and true philosophies, and like, this is what I think, this is what I believe. And I thought this was really interesting yesterday, the fact that he has given a lot of answers about philosophy and different things like that, but he's usually kept it pretty tight and pretty short. He has not gone into deep explanations of this is the overall philosophy. So some of this is going to sound a little general, I think, but it is the first time we've gotten an extended answer from him on this is the entirety of the philosophy of how I think you win football games.
You got to win the turnover battle. You have to own the line of scrimmage. You have to attack with your playmakers, and you have to be multiple. That's what the system is on all three phases, special teams, offense, defense. It doesn't change, and the quarterback's one of those pieces. The quarterbacks are the piece that get a lot of the attention, but at the end of the day, we're going to be judged with whether we win or lose, and the best way to win in this league is to, one, take care of the football, two, to have an incredible set of offensive and defensive linemen to control the game, whether you run it, throw it. People want to talk about numbers. Do you throw it 40 times? Do you run it 40 times? Well, it doesn't really matter. You just have to own the line of scrimmage. And then we have some really good pieces. And so we have to move those pieces around and make them hard to find. And that's when you say attack with your playmakers doing that. And then we're going to be multiple because I think being multiple is hard. You know, this is this is a, you know, the best of the best in the NFL, and there's incredible coaches, incredible players, and so if we can make them have any indecision at all about what's potentially coming as a blitz on defense or as a formation run, you know, if we have any advantage because they're not sure and they're confused, then that's good for us.
And typically, like when we've asked him these questions before, he's been very brief. He'll say, I believe in cut splits. I believe in motion. I believe, and he'll kind of give you that. That's the first time he's just laid out for people, all right, you need to win the turnover battle. This is the way you have to attack defenses. This is the way that you need to disguise things. This is the way that you need to win in the trenches. I think you got a good idea of exactly why Brian Schottenheimer is able to evolve on things, is because a lot of those core principles are based on there are, you know, a million ways, there are different ways to skin a cat or whatever. Like, there are different ways that you can make things look disguised.
Is there a lot of different ways to skin a cat? Like, I would think that's nasty, number one.
I would assume you just gotta get it started.
Yeah.
And then just, you know, kind of peel back.
That's what I would think. How many different ways are there?
I mean, you can use different tools, I would imagine. Things like that. You could start at the head, maybe.
Probably the same with the deer. Just pulling it back.
Yeah.
Let's just machete his feet off.
Oh, man. We played a joke on our, I mean, I don't know if we get in trouble for saying this or whatever the hell. It was 30 years ago. Put a joke on our high school biology teacher.
Where you stole his lunch?
Virginia Boehner. No.
That was your janitor.
It was a janitor who stole his lunch. I still feel bad about that. But we had a pet rabbit named Mordecai in the classroom. And one day, she was a super, like, she's normal biology, right? Environmental, save the animals, PETA before PETA. Well, one day we had the brilliant idea to bring fake blood in and a rabbit skin. And we had the rabbit, and then we pulled the skin out. We had the blood all over it. Oh, my God, look, she bit me. So we killed the cat. We killed the rabbit.
The cat.
We got the rabbit.
Now what did she do?
She almost passed out. She did a... couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, relax. It's fake blood.
Oh, my God.
That's a good bit. I like it. Last one here for Brian.
Pranks anymore.
Last one for Brian.
I know a kid who tries to go out and TP every week. And I'm like, what are you, seven? Are you guys running around toilet papering houses? They grow the hell up.
It's like a badge of honor to get, oh, I got rolled by my house.
Well, I'm not, I don't view it as a badge of honor.
The parents don't. The kids are like, I'm popular enough to get TP'd.
To get TP?
Yeah.
Like their house? If it's their house?
If it's their house. It's like a badge of honor.
Huh. Interesting.
You get TP'd this week? I did.
Brian Schottenheimer, one last.
Have you been TP'd?
Yeah. I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it a pain in the ass to get it all off?
No, because they screwed up.
Like today?
They used three ply. You got to use the single ply. The three ply. I was just pulling this thing down like a rope.
Yeah, single ply would be awful.
One more from Brian Schottenheimer here. The question obviously about Micah's contract, and he was on that viral call with him and making it sound like, hey, you're approaching things the right way. So the question was asked, do you have to manage relationships differently when you've got a player who's in a contract negotiation?
I don't change. I mean, I'm who I am. I'm authentic. I think you guys know that or are learning that about me. The business has changed a lot from when I got in this crazy business. I grew up around it. Obviously, you guys know that. But, you know, the business has changed a lot through just social media and contracts, both players and coaches alike. You know, you can control what you can control. And, you know, if a guy's here or not here, it doesn't mean I'm not going to connect with him and talk to him and spend time with him and get to know him. It's the new era of football. But I'm never going to change how I relate to our players, our coaches, ownership. I'm just going to be who I am. And when guys are here, you know, that gets you excited. And I'm excited that we've got perfect attendance and guys are excited to be back in the building. We had a couple really good meetings this morning. And, you know, I think but the business is definitely very different than what I remember when I first got into the league.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the consistency with him, is he's going to be politically neutral, so to speak, is that when these sort of things are going on, and McCarthy, to be fair, was a lot like that too. McCarthy always used to be his default line that he would save up is, said, my dad always told me you don't talk about a man's money. And he's like, so I don't. And I think that's generally the right way to approach it, because otherwise you get some tense situations. This has been an issue before. Zach Taylor and Trey Hendrickson are facing that now. Zach Taylor started weighing in on something that now Trey Hendrickson feels like, I can't go back and talk to you. And you want to avoid those situations. So it's best to just, hey, Do what you got to do. Handle what you got to do.
All right. There it is. Inside the Star with our insider, Bobby Roberto Belt. I guess Broadus is going to be at practice today.
He's going to be out there taking all of his notes. As Brian will even tell you, he'll be out there making it sound like he's recapping a Super Bowl this afternoon. Like he took all these notes, like NFL films or something.
And then driving back to be on G-Bag for what, like an hour?
Yeah, basically. He should, because I mean, they're on for an hour anyway during baseball season. So, yeah, he may miss the whole show.
Game starts at 6 tonight, right? 6:30.
Yeah.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.